Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society, and welcome back to the Slow Living Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and we are on episode 194. Today, we are talking about something that might sound a little ominous, but I promise it's not. We're diving into the idea of dead week. If you've been in a college or a university setting, you've probably heard of this. And my own children's high school honors dead week. Dead week is the week right before finals. It's not a vacation, not by a long shot, but it is a designated time where no new assignments are handed out, no big projects are due, and professors, they just kind of back off. My own child's high school, they cancel sports practice. They cancel rallies. They cancel pretty much anything except for studying because everyone knows finals are coming and it's going to be intense. And the students need all the time and energy and bandwidth they can get just to survive that week. So why am I bringing this up on a podcast about slow living? Because here's the thing. You're not a spreadsheet. You are a real life human. And I think we all, from time to time, need to declare dead weeks for ourselves. There are seasons in life where everything just kind of feels like a final exam, like you're being tested. Maybe you're going through a medical crisis. Maybe a loved one is in the hospital. Maybe your own body is rebelling. Maybe you're suffering an injury right now or going through an illness or you're going through burnout and a period of overwhelm. Maybe it's your hormones. Maybe your car broke down or your boss just dropped a monster deadline on your lap or you're in the middle of a highly emotional or mentally demanding week. Although sometimes when you're under a whole bunch of demand from others, it does feel damaging. But during these weeks, when life is loud and noisy and pressing and pulling at every part of you, this is not the time to pile on more. And hustle culture never tells us that it's okay. And I'm giving you a permission slip today. You don't have to keep up with all of the things that you said you are going to do. And this does not mean you're lazy. Hustle culture tells us to push harder, to keep our meal plan perfect, our inbox at zero, and our workout streak, our gym streak alive, our goals visible, our side hustle thriving, and to make sure we're still crushing it on social media while we're at it. And you know what? It's all nonsense. It's complete and total BS. And that's not what slow living is about. Slow living is about going within and doing what's right for you. It's not performative. And I think a lot of times that's what life, especially if you're in the online space, and especially if you're constantly posting on social media, you're performing, you're asking for others to validate you, for to tell you, wow, you're crushing it. You're going so hard. Look at all your pictures. Look at all the stuff that you're doing. No, I want you to be a human. And I want you to get your own gold stars for honoring yourself, your body, your intuition, and your own ebbs and flows. Dead Week exists in schools because it's widely accepted that when pressure builds, something has to give. And Dead Week doesn't mean you're slacking off, and it doesn't mean you're failing, but it means the focus narrows. You're putting blinders on, and you tend to only what is urgent. So if you're a student, it's studying for your finals. In your own life, it means you're clearing the clutter and you're saying no to extras and you're riding out the storm. And I want you to know that it's okay to plan these dead weeks for yourself. If you're in the middle of one of these weeks, your own personal dead week, please hear me when I say to you, you're not lazy, you are not behind, and you are not failing. You are in a season that requires a little more energy, a little more care, and a whole lot more grace. If possible, I'd like you to schedule something like this quarterly, 3 times a year. Decide on purpose that you're giving your brain and your body a break from extras. This isn't vacationing. This isn't lying around on the beach, but maybe it's doing your own bare minimum because you know that just you will burn out. You will succumb to like this overwhelm feeling. And you know what it's like because your brain is really buzzy and your body starts to break down. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you don't decide on purpose to slow down, your body will do it for you and then you'll have no choice. And so I want you to preemptively plan dead time in your calendar. We live in a culture that praises people for pushing through, for getting things done no matter what, and for treating self-care like it's a reward instead of a requirement and a basic human need. Here's the thing. You are not a machine. You are not a robot. You are not AI. And you are a human who cannot be on all the time. Your phone needs to shut down and reboot now and then. So do you. So life, it will throw something hard your way. And when you feel you're emotionally tapped out and physically exhausted and mentally scattered before you have a breakdown, I want you to declare out loud and to others, I am in Dead Week. And then let that be enough. So what might this actually look like in real life? Let's brainstorm and let's let me offer you a few ideas. Okay. So the first rule, and the first, I'll say I said rule, but really it's the first step to slow living is to declutter all that's not working for you. So in your own personal dead week, declutter. And cancel what you can. Postpone that meeting. Say no to the Zoom. Don't agree to an extra project or a school volunteer shift or the extra dinner out to catch up with friends. If it's not essential for right now, table it. It's not a no. It's just a not now. And say, you know, it's a really busy time for me this week. I really want to catch up. Can we schedule something on the 23rd, like give a concrete date a week or 10 days from now. And if necessary, put it in your phone to remind you to circle back around and catch up with that person on a certain date. I want you to also let go of perfection for a little bit. Maybe the laundry piles up. Maybe your child decides that it's okay. And you're going to eat cereal for dinner. Grilled cheese, round the clock. Who cares? Maybe for a little bit, you don't get up at the butt crack of dawn and go to the gym. Maybe you don't even meditate for a few days. It's okay. This isn't forever. It's just a pause that you've decided to do on purpose. And then I want you to give yourself a permission slip and write it down if you need to, not if you're driving, but write it down and declare, I am in dead week. I am allowed to focus on what matters most right now, and the rest can wait. And that's the thing. That's the thing when you're going through your own personal crisis. It feels like the world stops spinning, but it's not. It really isn't. You can be trapped in your own kind of personal angst, but when you go outside, the birds are still chirping, the cars are still driving, the neighbors are still walking their dogs, and the world keeps on spinning. And it's just you who are taking a pause and a break. During dead week, I want you to protect your energy. If your body needs sleep, do it. Listen to your body. If your mind needs quiet, get quiet. And if you're craving a good cry, cry. All of that is valid and all of that is human. I want you to also set a simple anchor, one thing to keep you grounded. So maybe that's a daily walk, lighting a candle, or saying a short prayer. But one small thing that reminds you, you're still here. You're still caring for yourself, even in the mess and the chaos. Slow living isn't about a perfectly curated life. It's not about turning your world into a Pinterest perfect board of common control. It's not about making things Instagrammy and wonderful, but it is knowing about when it's appropriate to slow down and then actually doing it. It's about honoring your capacity and not your ambition. It's about listening to your body, not your to-do list. And it's about giving yourself grace and not guilt. If you are part of my email list, which you should be, I pop into your inbox twice a week. Actually, I probably pop into your inbox more than that. But on Tuesdays, I send out podcast emails. And on Thursdays, I send out Friday Eve messages. And these Friday Eve messages are really giving you the time for self-care, the time to reflect. And the best way for you to get on the email list is probably to download the daily journaling worksheet, which is at stephanieoday.com/daily, D-A-I-L-Y. And the reason I ask you to do the journaling worksheet and the reason why it's a non-negotiable for my coaching clients is because it works. The very first question is asking you how you want to feel. And if you're in your own personal dead week right now, you are probably feeling chaotic, frenzied, nervous, worried, anxious. But the first question is, how do you want to feel? And then there are guided responses to get you from where you are to where you want to go. So if you're already feeling chaotic and you want to feel calm, that's such a disconnect that your brain goes a little crazy. So then the next question is, great. What can we do to get you there? And then we go through the stages and steps of the slow living pyramid, the simple shortcuts to peace pyramid. What can you do today for time management to help yourself feel calm? What can you do today in your finances to help you feel calm? A lot of times it means just don't buy anything. What can you do today in your health to help you feel calm? Maybe it is going out for a walk. Maybe it's getting a little bit of a sweat going and your heart going, and maybe it's doing some interval training. Something, 30 seconds of an elevated heart rate, something. You know what it is, and it's different for every single person. And it doesn't mean that you're pushing yourself. It means that you're honoring your own gut and intuition because you know deep down inside What will make you feel the best? What will help you at the end of the day when you're crawling into bed and you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I crushed it. I did what I needed to do today. And I still listened to my body. And I still honored my brain. And I still calmed myself down. I didn't succumb to hustle culture. And I didn't bite off more than I can chew. I don't want you to hustle your way to peace, because that's fake and that's performative and that's white knuckling it. Peace is an inner feeling that comes from knowing that there's a system in place for all the balls, all the things. And you were never meant to do all of the things all at the very same time. You can't cram 24 hours into a work day. You can't cram 24 hours into a frantic feeling you're having at the moment. Instead, I want you to sit with the moment and let it pass. So if this is your dead week, I see you and I honor you and I'm standing beside you in the quiet, holding space for your healing, your resting, and you're processing whatever it is you need right now. Okay, so this upcoming week, this upcoming season, what does it mean for you? And where can you look at your calendar and realize, okay, so we're in the summertime months, but I know every August, I go a little nuts preparing for the school season. Great. Well, then maybe that last week of August, or maybe that first week of September, you are declaring your dead week and you're allowed to set things aside for 1 week, because again, the world will keep spinning. And when you're ready, you'll pick things back up again. But for right now, that week that you've marked off is sacred and that week is yours, and you deserve to give yourself that gift. As always, please know that I'm on your side, and I thank you so much for being here with me today. This absolutely counts as self-care. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love it if you'd share it with someone who might need a reminder that it's okay to press pause. And if you're creating a slower pace in your life, I invite you, join me in Simple Shortcuts to Peace. And if you're not certain it's for you quite yet, watch the free masterclass. It's linked in the show notes and it's on the website. But if you've already seen the masterclass, join. You're not too late. Simple Shortcuts to Peace is always here, and I never kick anyone out. And you are worth it. You always have been. Before I log off, if you've been enjoying the show, I'd be so grateful if you took just a minute to leave a kind review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps lovely listeners just like you find the show. And truthfully, it's been a while since new ones have come through, so your voice would mean so much to me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for slowing down with me. Until next time, be kind to yourself and take it slow. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.